The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, PhD. SMA type 1 affects sensory nerves as children age. Small study finds. Sensory nerves, those responsible for transmitting sensory information, are progressively damaged in children with spinal muscular atrophy type 1 as these patients age, according to a small study in Italy. Importantly, major functional deficits in the sensory nerves of both the arms and the legs were detected in children ages 7 and older. These findings provide the first evidence that this type of damage is related to age, but not to nerve length, according to the researchers. The results add to the increasing number of studies highlighting the body-wide nature of SMA, particularly in its more severe forms, affecting not only motor neurons but also other cells and organs. Larger studies are needed to confirm these findings and to assess the clinical value of sensory nerve tests to monitor disease progression in this patient population, the researchers said. The study, Age-Related Sensory Neuropathy in Patients with Spinal Muscular Atrophy Type 1, was published in the journal Muscle and Nerve. SMA is caused by low to no levels of SMN, a protein essential for motor neuron and muscle health, which leads to muscle wasting and weakness. However, a growing body of evidence suggests that there are other neurological cells and other tissue issues that are selectively vulnerable to reduced levels of SMN protein, the researchers wrote. Particularly, a few studies in both SMA type 1 animal models and patients have reported sensory nerve impairment and sensory motor connectivity defects, suggesting the presence of axonal sensory neuropathy, or damage to the axons of sensory nerves. However, it's still not clear whether sensory neuropathy in SMA type 1 is an age and/or nerve length dependent process, the researchers wrote. To find out, a team of researchers at the Bambino Gesù Children's Hospital in Rome evaluated the velocity and intensity of electrical signals transmitted by sensory nerves of different lengths in 28 SMA type 1 patients, aged 0 to 16 years, and in 93 healthy individuals who served as controls. These parameters were obtained through nerve conduction studies in two sensory nerves, one located in the leg and the other in the arm. Notably, lower velocities typically suggest damage to myelin, the fatty sheath surrounding axons that allows them to transmit electrical signals at high speed, while weak electric signals support the presence of axon degeneration. The children with SMA type 1, 20 girls and 8 boys, had a mean age of 6.73 years, while the healthy participants, which included 58 girls and 35 boys, had a mean age of 7.03 years. To help in the comparative analysis, the participants were divided into three age groups, 6 to 24 months, 3 to 6 years, and 7 to 16 years. Sensory nerve damage due to other potential causes was ruled out in all patients, and healthy participants had no abnormal neurological signs or symptoms. Up until age 6, the velocities and intensities of electrical signals transmitted by sensory nerves did not differ between healthy children and those with SMA type 1. However, in the older group, with participants ages 7 to 16 years, the signal intensity from both leg and arm sensory nerves was significantly lower in SMA type 1 patients as compared with healthy individuals. Notably, no electric signal intensity was detected in the leg sensory nerve of two 12-year-old patients, nor in both the leg and arm sensory nerves in two other adolescent patients ages 14 and 16. SMA type 1 patients older than 7 also showed significantly lower conductive velocities in the sensory nerve of the leg, but not of the arm, relative to healthy participants of the same age group. These findings support the presence of an age-dependent axonal sensory neuropathy in SMA type 1 patients that affects both arms and legs. When comparing these results with those of an external study in a healthy pediatric population, the researchers found that children with type 1 disease have normal nerve signal intensity until age 6, after which it declines. Signal velocity, meanwhile, begins to slow at age 3. Our study reveals a connection between the development of an axonal sensory neuropathy and increasing of age in SMA1 patients, the team wrote, adding that monitoring sensory nerve signal intensity could therefore provide further information on the evolution of the disease. They also propose that nerve conduction studies of sensory nerves be included in the evaluation of patients with this severe type of SMA, which may help the development of new therapeutic strategies that will benefit and support all SMA patients. Still, further studies including a larger number of patients who are followed over time are needed to confirm these findings, the researchers noted.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, hope you're all having a great week so far. Today I'll be reading a column by Ari Anderson. Have you ever looked at pictures of people on social media and wished that was you? The human race is made up of many different shades. At some point, though, we all turn green from envy. These feelings can greatly affect people with chronic illnesses and lead to an especially potent form of bitterness. This poison used to flow through my veins, but I found a cure. Right now, the pandemic and the coronavirus Delta variant are making it dangerous for many of us to hang out with one another. However, I used to go on Facebook and see all the fun people were having with their friends and loved ones. As I saw them beaming, I wished for a life that wasn't mine. Such dangerous thinking had a way of making me devalue my life and not appreciate what I already had. True, I've never had the freedom to get in a car and drive myself wherever I want. If you knew me, you would see that I have much more independence with my Quantum Edge 3 wheelchair than most would ever dream possible. It is far from a standard wheelchair that allows me to drive myself around. Through the miracle of Bluetooth technology, I can use my powered chair to control everything else in my room that requires electrical power. Since I can't raise my arm to flip the light switch on my wall, or raise the remote to control the TV, all I have to do is slightly move three of my fingers to operate the controls on my chair. These controls, in turn, activate the phone mounted next to them. By continuing to manipulate the chair controls with my fingers, I can choose which app I want to access on my phone. I have an app for my fan, TV, air conditioning, ceiling lights, and even special party lights in my room. I bet you wish you could control all that with just small finger movements, and without even getting out of your chair. Now, tell me, who envies whom? As far as being jealous of other people's close relationships, did I really lack the loved ones and friends I desired? Maybe I don't recognize this enough, but a lot of people have done so much to protect me and make sure that I had what I needed. If that isn't love, I don't know what is. I've written plenty about North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis and how he has gone out of his way to save my services. Whenever I've asked him for help, he could have just said, "Well, I'll see what I can do." Then, understandably, he could have forgotten about my plea 10 minutes later because of all the work he has to do. Keeping your word to help someone in need is a true mark of any friendship. I'm not using the word friendship lightly. Senator Tillis and I contact each other even when there isn't a serious matter to discuss. Just a few days ago, he emailed me to see how I was doing and tell me how much he enjoyed reading my last column. In my writings, I've also expressed my gratitude for a nurse who worked six nights a week for me for almost a year. This may not sound like a huge deal, but it literally saved my life. I have way too many crucial respiratory needs at night, so I simply can't go uncovered during those hours if I want to keep breathing. To complicate matters, due to their own medical reasons, I have no relatives that can fill in at night when a nurse isn't available. My special nurse saw this dire need and selflessly decided to make whatever sacrifices were necessary in her personal life to save mine. She sacrificed her sleep and even much-needed time with her husband. By putting my needs ahead of her own, she defined for me what caring is all about. I will remember her example for the rest of my life. I hope that what I have just shared gets you thinking about the precious things and people in your own life. Can you think of anything that would make others envious of you, instead of the other way around? When you remember what's valuable in your life, you will glow bright with pride, instead of turning green with envy. For more of Ari's columns, visit our website at smanewstoday.com. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director and columnist for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.